From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block at NPR West in California.
And I'm Robert Siegel in Washington. One of the key players in the firing of the president of the University of Virginia has resigned. Mark Kington was vice rector of the state-appointed Board of Visitors. The board set the campus into an uproar last week when it unexpectedly fired the president, Teresa Sullivan. Faculty and students have rallied behind Sullivan, calling the firing a coup by the board. Anita Kumar has been covering this story for The Washington Post. She joins us now from Richmond, Virginia. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And first of all, lay out briefly how and why this firing came about last week.
The Board of Visitors, as you mentioned, abruptly announced that the president was going to leave last Sunday, but they actually didn't give very much of an explanation for it. And so that's been one of the issues been going on the last week, is trying to figure out what exactly happened. It turns out that they say President Teresa Sullivan, wasn't moving fast enough, wasn't treating the university more like a business, wasn't willing to make cuts in areas like the Classics Department and the German Department.
Now, President Sullivan addressed the board yesterday. What has she said about this?
She's actually said very little. Yesterday afternoon was her first public comment. And she basically did not criticize the board, but she talked about her tenure and what she's done in the last 2 years. But she did acknowledge, yes, I am an incrementalist, and yes, I do take time, and I'm very cautious, but that doesn't mean the university wasn't moving forward.
Now, today, a new development, the resignation of the vice chair of the Board of Visitors, Mark Kington. How significant is that?
It's pretty significant. His term was not up for another 2 years, and a lot of people had called for his resignation, but I'm not sure that anyone really thought it was going to happen. The rector of the board, so sort of the chairman of the board, her term is up in 2 weeks. And so everybody sort of focused their energies on her and would the governor Robert McDonnell, would he reappoint her? So Mr. Kington was out there and people were talking about him, but it was sort of unexpected that he would resign. It's sort of unclear as what's going to happen now. The governor has this opportunity to appoint someone new, and it's unclear as to how the board will be made up now.
UVA, University of Virginia, is a public university. It's not just the flagship of the university system in Virginia, but it really is one of the prestige public universities in the country, and the Board of Visitors is appointed by the state. It would seem to be a recipe for continued conflict here, given the scarcity of funds.
Yes, it is. I mean, actually, the University of Virginia and some of the other public universities here get very little money from the state anymore. They do a lot of fundraising. They raise millions of dollars. They get grants and other things. So funding across the nation, but also in Virginia, has gone down. This governor McDonnell, has tried to increase funding in the last 2 years, and they have slowly gotten back up a little bit. But it's still a huge problem on campuses across the state.
Then there's another dimension, which is the university is so dependent on alumni donations that if something happens which makes people less likely to give, that also hurts the finances of the university.
It's a huge issue. I've talked to 3 multi-million dollar donors this week. 2 said they were very, very concerned, and one who she and her husband have given $60 million, which is quite a bit of money, has said she's not going to give any more donations until the rector and the vice rector are gone. And, of course, now one of them is gone.
Once again, the news today, the vice chair of the Board of Visitors of the University of Virginia, who was involved in the firing of the university's president, has resigned. Anita Kumar, Virginia government and political reporter in Richmond, Virginia, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.